because desperately we are looking for a love. Huh? That love which devotees can give you, that you can get in the association of devotees. Because it has a genuine care and concern about it, which you don't find in material world. If someone is coming close to you, that means he has some hidden agenda behind that. Because he wanted to get done something from you. He tries to exploit you. But in spiritual institute, we come and surrender everything for the reason because we are going to get a healthy, natural care and concern, which is needed for the encouragement in our devotional life. And he was really good in that. He is really good in that. And Bhaktichara Maharaj writes here, in early days in Mayapur, there were not so many devotees. Therefore, we had the opportunity to have a very close relationship with each other. Although he was a leader of Mayapur, he was very humble and caring. Soon after he joined ISKCON in Mayapur, once I had a little disagreement with a devotee. And it so happened that at that time, I had to go to my father's place to take care of some affairs. Jayapataka Maharaj was away from Mayapur at that time. So, when he came back and got to know about that, immediately went to Calcutta to bring me back. Unfortunately, when he came to my house, I was not at home. I was visiting some friends to preach to them. When I came back at night, my father told me that one sannyasi named Jayapataka Swami came a few times looking for me. I felt so guilty that the next morning, very early, long before Mangalarti, I went to Calcutta temple and met him. He was naturally very pleased to see me, and right after Mangalarti, we left Mayapur. That incident made him so concerned about me that soon after our return to Mayapur, when he was scheduled to go out on preaching tour of North Bengal, he insisted that I also went along with him. I was naturally very excited to have his wonderful opportunity. And that was the first time I got the taste of book distribution. At the beginning, I was not so good at it. However, Jayapataka Maharaj painstakingly taught me how to convince people to take Srila Prabhupada's books. Can you imagine? The leader of Mayapur Society or Mayapur Project, he was going on road person to person for selling books. When Bhavananda Prabhu, a sannyasi and co-director of Mayapur with Jayapataka Maharaj at that time, took me to Srila Prabhupada and introduced me to His Divine Grace, Jayapataka Maharaj also was there and he spoke very highly of me and my service attitude. That must have pleased Srila Prabhupada very much, and right there he gave me the service to translate his books into Bengali. So here you can see, not only he learned Bengali to preach, but he encouraged Bhaktichara Maharaj to translate Prabhupada books into Bengali. In those days, we used to do so many things together. We used to go for a swim in Ganga together. We used to take prasadam together. We used to distribute books together. Indulge in all kinds of Krishna conscious games and sports together. He was so full of energy and enthusiasm. He was the best in whatever he did. Prabhupada, in one of the purport of fourth canto, where he explains about Daksha Prajapati, while giving the meaning to Daksha, this Sanskrit word, he says expert. And Prabhupada writes down there that devotees in our society, they should be daksh, means expert. They should know something about everything so that they can engage all their abilities in Krishna's service. And here we have a person who did it in his life for last 5 decades and still continuing with that. He was the best in whatever he did. He was our natural leader. When he was there, we knew that there was nothing to worry about. This is what Guru Ashraya Shelter means. Once you know that you have a spiritual master, no need to worry about anything. Whether it may be a job, whether it may be a family problems, whether it may be a social problem. You have your spiritual master, which is a natural leader, and he will take care of that. Before having a faith in a Lord, you should have a faith in your spiritual master. And that's what we can see in his life. When a devotee was about, when a devotee was about to get drowned in a Ganga, he saved him. When there was a threat of the dacoits attacking Mayapur, he was there in front of everyone to confront them. When there was a possibility of losing or wrestling, those days they used to have that fun. The Gaudiya temples around, and you must be knowing that. They used to have that. So he saw that now our team is going to get down. So he himself came in a wrestling arena and he wrestled with others. So when there was a possibility of losing a wrestling about with our opponents from some other temples, he was there to uphold the honor of Mayapur. And whenever a devotee had any spiritual difficulty, he was there to reassure him and enliven him. He had always been an ideal leader. I feel extremely fortunate to have such a wonderful Vaishnava as my godbrother and a friend. I wish that he stays with us for a long, long time and continues to shower his mercy upon us. His Holiness Jayapada Goswami Maharaj ki
jai.
Srila Acharya Pad ki
jai.
I will tell you one incident in my life, my interaction with the Maharaj. It was in 1999, and that was the first Rath Yatra that we had in Mangalore. Maharaj loves that, actually, Rath Yatras. Wherever there is a Rath Yatra, and if you call him, immediately he will say, whatever busy schedule he may have. And it was first time in a Mangalore. So he came with all his Ganga Safari, more than 150 devotees along with him. And that was first time, actually, I also that intimately met Maharaj. And somehow or other, I was in his memories. In 2007, I was in Qatar working there. And they had a initiation ceremony. And they were not having any brahmanas who can do that. So somebody told them that I'm there. So they called me up. I went. I got them the initiation ceremony there. And after initiation ceremony, every disciple, they came. And they hand over their donations for Maharaj. So Maharaj, the first envelope, he got it. And he called the in-charge there. His name was Radha Jeevan Prabhu. He said, where is that Brahmana? I want to see him. He said, why Maharaj? He said, just call him. Then I went. And that the first envelope, he gave it in my hand. He said, you did this because you represented me to take their karmas. So, this is your first honor. See, for last 2 decades, I did so many initiation ceremonies. None of the sannyasi had this attitude. Delegating the powers. He said, I asked you to do it on behalf of me, whether I am his direct disciple or not. But the same affection, love, concern and care that he had for everyone, that really he charms. That's why wherever he goes, people knows him or not, they get attracted to him, whether they speak to him, whether they have any interaction or not. If you look at him, that itself attracts your mind. That charisma he has. I think everyone, you must have seen that. Whether we, as a child, whether as a grown up, or whether as a old, there is no distinction. Everybody gets attracted to him. And that's what the peculiar quality that he has. If you go to Mayapur, just see, when he comes out of a room, thousands of disciples are behind him. You will not find it with any other. I'm not just ridiculing or comparing any other sannyasis or gurus in his car. But the particular thing that he has, even all, because I got an opportunity to be with all of his senior god brothers who really always with him. They also tell us that he has that. And why it is not? One day, Srinathji Prabhu, he was telling that Prabhupada himself admitted when he brought him first time to India, they were at his home, and that N.D. Desai, Srinathji Prabhu, who just recently left his body, his father was MLA that time. So Prabhupada asked him to get done citizenship for Jayapataka Maharaj. And he told him, then he asked, why this particular person only? Then Prabhupada clearly said, because this person is from the pastime of Lord Gauranga. He is carrying the mercy and love that Lord Nityananda has. So that's the glory. And whoever is in contact with him, they are blessed, they are most fortunate. So let's pray for his good health. And as Bhakti Charu Maharaj say, that I wish that he stays with us for a long, long time. It's only Jayapataka Swami Maharaj ki. Thank you.
Hare Krishna Mataji. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.